It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm going to start the show today with the Beach Boys, because I have the lady in charge of our beaches and our pool in Bullhead City, Kara Kaplan. And I do want to remind you that a couple things going on. Yesterday I was in communication with the judge, Chuck Gertler, and also with city manager Toby Cotter in regards to the EPCOR and the city taking it over. And it kind of looks like that's all going to happen maybe today. There's been a holdup at the court with basically the secretary's gone. So, I mean, or they're called justice assistants, judge assistants. And so hopefully that she's back today from vacation. And so hopefully that'll all come to conclusion today if we're all lucky. So that will happen, hopefully. Now, a little bit of weather for the Colorado River Valley. We're going to get to a high of 94 today. If you want to walk your dog, or if you want to do something outside, today's the day. It does call for a thunderstorms possibility all day long. I did hit some sprinkles driving over to the mall today. 100 tomorrow, 107, 103 on Friday, 106 on Saturday, and 108 on Sunday. So we climb right back up out of this little coolness that we have right now. KNTR Sports, let's tell you, tonight we have the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yep, they're taking on the San Diego Padres. It's actually a noon game, 12:40. Tomorrow, Arizona State and Southern Utah football at 7:30 p.m. Friday night, the Diamondbacks take on the Mariners at 6:40. And all those games can be heard on KNTR Sports 94.3 and 100.5, depending upon where you live. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall. Also, we have the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. They have the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train, Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush, and on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, family doctors, and a lot more. Also, if you don't feel well at any point in time, you just pick up the phone and call 763-2273, and Claudia answers the phone, and she'll transfer you to whoever you want to talk to. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you pay too much for insurance? Well, then you want to sit down with a professional and say, here's my policies, check them out, and tell me if you can save me some money. And that's what they do. Greg and Stephanie can look at all your policies. Home insurance, life insurance, health insurance, auto insurance, commercial insurance, and they can save you money. They can bundle them and put them together, and you win in the end. Call 763-8464. Make an appointment today. Spot On. Processing credit cards never became easier. Spot On is locally owned and operated and has a local representative available to set you up with no hidden fees and no long-term contracts. Month-to-month is available. Funding is the next day. Spot On integrates Google Pay and Apple Pay. Spot On services are for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Kingman, Havasu, and Needles. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair servicing transmission starts at $99. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission oil? You got to do that too. So get to ATCO. And speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, and right now is a great time to get your air conditioning serviced. You know, maybe not today, you're not going to need it, but tomorrow you will. $19.99 plus free on. Call ATCO at 444-1244. All right, in the studio now, and this, to me, Kara, I'm not going to make fun of your name because I've been made fun of my name forever, but Kara Kaplan sounds like a name from Saturday Night Live.
Kind of, right?
Yeah, you know. We're going over to Kara Kaplan's, you know. Yeah, she has cancer. No. They're just all these C's and K's put together, you know. There was a program, you probably don't remember The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, but 100 years ago, Johnny Carson did it with, I can't think of the guy's name now. The guy that produced Adam 12 and Dragnet, Jack was his first name. Anyways, they did this whole thing about someone stole his copper clappers, and the person's name was something like Kara Kaplan, and you know, it all went together, and he kept repeating the whole thing and then adding to it, you know, and
oh my goodness.
It's hilarious. But anyways, Kara Kaplan runs the Bullhead City Pool. She's our local manager, and all of a sudden today she's managing the park too, because this Saturday you have a huge event.
We do, and I'm so excited about it. We're actually doing the Splash Bash this Saturday, September 4th, from 11 until 3. And it is going to be so much fun. We have a whole bunch of inflatables. We have an inflatable slip and slide. We have an inflatable slide that goes into a slip and slide, water slide. And a couple other ones, water slides and bounce houses and obstacle courses. And so we're just so excited for that part. But
see, and everybody just thought slip and slide, you know, those are fun until you slide off of it onto the grass.
Uh-huh.
And when you have the inflatable one, it has sides, so you don't slide off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be so exciting just to be able to, well, of course, we have to make sure that they're safe, so our staff are going to test them out just to make sure before.
Jack Webb was the guy's name.
That
produced
gotcha.
That, yeah. Anyways, someone texted me and reminded me who it was. So then you're also doing food too, right?
We are. Saturday? We have 4 food trucks coming.
Four food trucks?
Yes, and it's just going to be so much fun. We have Taco del Pilon. We also have Paradise Ice, Secret Swirls Ice Cream and Treats, and Willie Ray's Barbecue and Hot Dogs. So there'll be a type of food for anyone, kids to adults, and it should be absolutely delicious and amazing.
And then the pool's open.
And the pool is absolutely open for free swimming. We have 3 different blocks for swimming. It'll be from 11 until 12:15, 12:30 to 1:45, and then from 2 to 3. And don't forget, at 2:30, we are going to be having a mega, huge, amazing water fight. And so it's going to be done kind of Hunger Games style, if you know what that is. So we're going to have barricades with a cooler full of water and water balloons behind each one. And then we'll have a whole bunch of water balloon launchers and squirt guns and bags of water balloons all in the center of the field. And so when we say go, everyone can run from behind their barriers, grab as much stuff as they can, run back, and then start just splashing everyone.
Oh,
so,
okay. That sounds like fun.
Oh, it's going to be, hopefully it'll be amazing.
And all this is free.
Absolutely.
Except for the food trucks.
Yeah, not the food trucks, but the splash pad, the pool, all of the inflatables, and the water balloon fight are all free.
Fantastic. And there's a lot of trees down there. So you can actually, if you want, you can take your own ice chest full of, you know, sandwiches and water and everything, and just enjoy the atmosphere, and then go and have lunch, and then come back and play some more.
Absolutely. And for everyone's entertainment, we have 2 performances going on.
Oh.
We have Savage Cat, and we also have Christy Thompson coming to perform for us. And the Boys and Girls Club are going to be amazing, doing little intermissions of songs. And so I just want to give a big shout-out to everyone who's contributing.
Are you setting up the city stage?
Yes, sir.
Where's that going to be?
It's going to be kind of close to the pool, but it'll be all in the middle of the action.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. And then we'll also have lawn games. Because, you know, when you have your picnic, when you have your food, might as well play a little cornhole or tic-tac-toe.
And 108 is going to be a perfect day.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It's going to be.
Wear your suntan lotion.
Always.
Yeah.
Too much sun is no fun.
And and this is kind of an annual event, but we didn't do it last year because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Typical. That sentence has been used so much. You know, we didn't do it last year because of COVID. But this year, we're back.
We're back, and we're bigger than ever. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So was this whole thing dumped in your lap, or did Dave help out and everybody else? And
well, I do have to give a huge shout-out to Grace Hetch from Making Bullhead Better.
Okay.
She has been helping out so much with this event. securing our entertainment, letting us borrow some of her games.
Oh.
And she is just a phenomenal person and does so much for her community. So huge shout out to you. Also, we have a couple of in-kind donations. Jack Potts is providing some bathrooms for us.
Oh, okay.
United Rentals is donating a generator. Republic Services is giving us trash cans. So we should be ready to go. And lastly, First Response Restoration is sponsoring the entertainment for the event. So they took on that whole cost.
Wow.
And so huge shout out to them. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
it's amazing.
Ed. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're getting a few volunteers from the Mount Key Club. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh,
too.
Of course, to help you put everything on. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and the Key Club comes out of Kiwanis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, of course, speaking of Kiwanis, I'm glad you brought that up because the splash pad's always free.
It's always free.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first moved here, that's where we would go, our mom group, go play, have a picnic, and then tire the kids out enough so that they take naps.
Yeah, wear them out, take
Absolutely.
Them home, and they crash. Yeah. Hopefully you live close to the park, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise they fall asleep in the car and you get home and they're awake.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. So all this happens, what's the time again, Saturday?
It's Saturday from 11 until 3.
Okay, and it's free.
And it's free.
And free swim, free splash pad, free picnic. You bring your own food if you want. Otherwise, they got food trucks there. You can have water available.
We're still working to get water donated.
Okay.
But we're hoping to. It just depends on if we can secure it in time.
Okay.
So
still last-minute details.
There's a few of them, irons in the fire, but,
yep.
You know, we're ready to go and can't wait for this event.
It's good. So let's talk about the pool. Mm-hmm. We, our Morning Kiwanis Club, just gave you a check for $8,700
yes.
to pay for the swim lessons, but you have additional lessons because we only do the mommy and me in first and second year, but you have kids that you do advanced lessons for.
Yes. So we have levels 3, 4, and 5 where they really work on, you know, getting their strokes down and their endurance and the technique. Because the goal is to get them pushed over to the Barracuda swim team.
Yeah.
Because that's just an amazing program that is offered. And, you know, you can never be too safer on water. So when
right.
you do swim team, when you do practicing, you can build that endurance. So, and, like, learn the skills that you need so that you can potentially save your own life.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So now we're winding down summer. What happens with the pool now?
So we still have our lap swim and water walking going on. It's 3 times a day. We have it lap swim and water walking at 8 a.m. and at 11 a.m. and then again at 7:30 in the evening. And then we have our water aerobics at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and 6:30 in the evening. And we also do it on Saturdays. But in addition, we have group swim lessons going on this fall.
Okay.
Our next session starts on next Tuesday. And you can register by going to the Bullhead City website, going to the aquatic page, and then there's a whole bunch of directions on how to create an account, how to register for an account. And if you have any issues, don't hesitate to contact me. Text me at 928-234-7388. Feel free to reach out by email. That's kkaplan@bullheadcityaz.gov. But I am here to help and, you know, do anything I can to make the process a little bit easier for you.
You have one of the funnest jobs in this town.
Absolutely. I would not trade it for anything.
And they pay you for it. That's amazing.
I know.
All right, let's take a break. Also, we're going to accept a phone call. 702-298-1063. Call right now and you get a $25 card for Perkins Restaurant in Bullhead City.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Meet me at a Lost and Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Lost and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem, then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
We're rocking with the Beach Boys today because it's a beachy weekend in Bullhead City. And the boys of summer have got the right tunes, you know. Hey, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They're partnering with MEC to bring fiber-based internet to our community. They're working in my neighborhood right now. In fact, I own the lot behind me, and they were back there with their truck up on the pole, and then they went across the street the other day. And Saturday, they were out there Saturday. These guys are working 6 days a week to bring this to us. So if you want to get involved, you just go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband, and then you fill out, you know, it wants you to make sure you're an MEC customer, and then you fill out your information, and you'll get emails when they're coming to your neighborhood to work. I get those emails now because they're there in my neighborhood. I love it. So I don't know when I'm going to get broadband. I'm going to call Regina and find out. Anyways, if you have questions, you can also call 888-227-2095. Or you can call Regina at 763-1100. Rizistar Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available. And protection dog training is available also. Pets love it at Rizistar. Call 754-3006 or stop by at the end of Air Park by the airport in Bullhead City. Mojave Mortgage, yes, Chad Hansen's got all the money. He's coming in here tomorrow. Yes, he and Terry Sponder will be here tomorrow for the Power Hour. We're going to talk real estate and mortgaging. Yeah, and mortgages. How's that? Okay. But if you need a mortgage, you want some money, you want a vacation home, investment home, add-on, refi, call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen, 288-2691. Make an appointment, go in, fill out a couple pieces of paper. Then he disappears. Let's say you needed $600,000 for a really nice home, Laughlin Ranch, you know. So you fill out the paperwork. He goes, disappears. He goes down into his basement, down into the vault. And the vault is the size of Dot Foods underground. Every shelf has money on it. And he gets your money, puts it on a silver platter, and he comes up and he hands you the $600,000. It's that simple. Almost. So check it out. Give him a call, 288-2691. And Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they are our place to eat. Yes, all the time. They got your favorite meals, your favorite entrees, your desserts. Enjoy a hot breakfast, an awesome lunch, a mouth-watering dinner, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served all day. Then, when you get ready to leave, you grab those fresh cookies or muffins or a slice of pie. Or you can take a whole pie home. They start at $9.99. All right, back in the studio with Kara Kaplan from Bullhead City, the pool manager and splash pad and Bullhead splash manager.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The manager of all splash.
Yes, all thing water in Bullhead City. Not the not Epcor, but all things Fun Water.
Fun Water,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, Fun Water. So you know, how long have you been at the city now?
7 months.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And the funnest job in town.
Yeah, I snagged it real quick.
Yeah, good for you. Do you have other employees in the Parks and Rec that say, hey, if you need any help, you know, if you need to take a day off and need someone to sit in the pool for you, I can do it.
I don't, but I do have an incredible staff team who makes it so easy.
And most of your team has grown up around the pool, huh?
Yes, yeah. We are lifeguards, our swim instructors. We try and cross-train them and, you know, make sure that they have a fun place to work.
And how many of them have been there for many, many years?
Oh, my goodness.
Quite a few?
Probably like half a dozen.
Yeah.
And then we have a whole, like, slew of new staff that just got certified and have worked this summer. And
did you find that at the beginning of the summer this weird thing happened? You had people come in and go, hi, I work here during the summer because I go to NAU or ASU, and this is my summer job, so I'm here for you to hire me.
Yep, and we love it, absolutely. Anyone who wants to come back, we will take you.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of fun in the pool, but, you know, it's a tight ship that we run over there, too, which allows us to have that fun.
Yeah, well, and safety is the big thing, and that's what you're teaching these kids, and that's what's important.
Yep,
so.
Absolutely. We're very lucky that they take their job seriously.
Yep. And let's recap again the splash, which is this Saturday.
Yes.
Free. That's the biggest thing. Free.
$3.99 is the price. $3.99.
$3.99. $3.99. Yeah. Okay, so it's free, and it's at Ken Fovarg Park.
Yes, it is.
And the city pool, and the splash pad, and.
And a 40-foot obstacle course, a 20-foot combo water slide, and slip and slide. Two other water slides, a bounce house, and it's called the Blue Wave Slip and Slide. So it's going to be super cool. On top of that, we have free swimming. We have lawn games. We have a huge Hunger Games water fight at the end. food vendors, Tacos El Pilon, Paradise Ice, Secret Swirls Ice Cream and Treats, Willie Ray's Barbecue and Hot Dogs. And let's not forget, new this year, which we're super excited about, is live entertainment.
Right.
Savage Cat and Christy Thompson.
Brought to you by?
Brought to you by First Response Restoration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
So exciting.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun. Your kids will be there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All the kids in town can show up and have a great time. Mm-hmm. And don't tell anybody I said this, but kids in Fort Mojave and Laughlin, you can go too.
Oh, absolutely. We are a community, all of us. We're right. In it together, and we're in it for the fun and enjoyment. So
we're all excited. It's going to be fun. I've been to them before, but you weren't in charge then.
No, I wasn't. So
you've
got to let me know how this one stacks up.
I will. I'm going to come by.
You're not shy.
No, I'll come by and check it out. So.
Fantastic.
All right. And if you've got questions, call Kara. What's that cell number?
928-234-7388.
All right.
Hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Well, she got her... Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Put money in your wallet by installing a high-efficiency heat pump. Heat pumps are the ideal all-in-one system for hot summers and mild winters to provide year-round comfort in your home while saving you money. Members may qualify for up to a $500 rebate by installing a new high-efficiency heat pump. Call our energy expert at 928-763-1100 or visit our website at MojaveElectric.com today to find out how you can start saving energy and money.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer. A lot is on your plate as a restaurant owner, and Thane O'Brien with Spot On can lighten that entree. Thane O'Brien can seamlessly integrate web portals for front-of-house policies, monitor operations and staffing assignments, allow you access customer analytics, save time and money with Spot On. Simplest transition for staff training and thousands saved on credit card processing fees. Affordably productive solutions await you as you start or grow your restaurant venture. Email T.O'Brien at spoton.com. That's T-O-B-R-I-E-N at spoton.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. And each and every day we're brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. That's right, it's the all-new healthy restaurant. Can you believe that? Healthy restaurant in Bullhead City. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find that it fills you up, and it tastes good, and it's good for you. Because there's a lot of things he doesn't put in his food that's, you know, causes all to gain weight. And so he has healthy food there. Plus, he has nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solution. What is that? Well, that's Eric's idea of a frozen TV dinner in 2021. Yeah, what happens is you go in the morning, you fill out a little menu, and you give it to them, and they make it up for you, and then you take it to go, and then you pop it in the microwave at lunch, or if you have a cold meal, you can just open it up and eat it, and it's fresh and exciting. So check it all out at ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. Call for your scheduled treatment now, 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions, if it's not cool enough in your home, well, it's today, it probably is. Today you can open the front door. But, you know, in the next couple of days, it's going to get right back up to 108. So you need your air conditioning serviced. Call 754-2800. Their technicians know all the thermostats, all the ACs, all the swamp coolers, and they can fix them all up and get them in good shape for you. Call 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize the building. They continue to test everyone for COVID as required. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 928-758-1404 if you have questions, or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Now we stay, speaking of Bullhead City, we're continuing with our Bullhead City theme today, which kind of just worked out that way, but we have Lori Duggins from the Bullhead City Police Department. Hi.
Hi, Larry.
How are you? I'm good. How have you been?
I'm marvelous.
It's been a tough month for the police department.
It really has.
I mean, it was
difficult. Well, yes, unexpected and difficult.
And not just... I hate to say
Lieutenant Sessions, absolutely.
Yeah, but you guys had a couple searches,
absolutely,
that turned into horrific endings.
Yes.
And for your troops, they got to be exhausted.
They become very invested, you know, and the exhaustion does make it more devastating when the outcome is unfavorable,
right,
and devastating for our community. So, but I got to tell you, on a positive note, the support that stepped up for those volunteers and those searchers on both situations, both the dementia female and the runner,
right,
that we had. We really had awesome response. When I texted Billy at Little Caesars, he absolutely donated pizzas
away for
those searchers. And then the next text, when I contacted Smith's and I talked to the manager there, they were like, yes, we will make you fried chicken. We will give you potato salad, pasta salad, you know. And they just immediately made it, like, no delays. Like, you can't just buy lunch for 30 easily.
Exactly.
But, you know, and then the following week, they were like, Lori, we've eaten enough greasy food. We need some good food. And I call over to the Aquarius, and Cindy answers for Sean, And she's like, I go, they really don't want, they want fruit. They want good sandwiches. They're out there. They don't want to leave the scene, so it's got to be taken to go, you know, the search headquarters. So they would stop there, grab, and keep moving. They looked hard. They looked long hours, and, you know, it was very, very sad for our community. What a loss, but what great support once again for our first responders.
Well, and that's Bullhead, you know, and I'm sure it's Kingman and Havasu too. It's the small communities where when someone calls and says, can you help us with this? Most people go, sure. You know, like you said, Sean's secretary, Cindy, you know, Billy, the stores. And I recall just a couple of years when we had the little autistic boy that was lost in the river.
JJ,
Same thing, you know.
Absolutely.
Water, because then we had the community out. There was 1,000 volunteers from the town that wanted to go look for that little guy.
Absolutely.
And so we needed water and sandwiches and everything else. And so it's nice to see all that come together. The innings are sad sometimes, and that's the bad part of it, but that's why you keep doing it until it's over.
But people don't waste time in this community, and they try.
Right.
And that's beautiful.
And
that
one of the problems
so
you had with the gal in the desert was volunteers wanting to just go out and get involved. I got a quad. I'll go look for her.
Right. But we had tracks, and we were trying to follow the tracks.
Right.
We were trying. And, you know, we had a good last known location. You know, we were just trying to preserve that evidence that we were, you
sure.
know.
Sure. Without the public getting involved.
Yeah, and it just is unfortunate. It's just a sad situation, but amazing community support, and we can't thank the community enough for the support we receive.
And before you jump in on something like that, call dispatch and just say, hey, can you use volunteers?
Or check our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's always
we
on there, too.
Immediately, if we can humanly use people, we put it out there and let people come volunteer.
And they show
we
up.
We do, and they do, and it's humbling. It's amazing what great support we receive.
And I want to say, and I put it on Facebook, and I sent it to the paper, and it hasn't run yet, but Lieutenant Andy Severiano ran and was in charge of Nick Sessions' services.
Absolutely.
What a beautiful, professional, fantastic event that day was.
I know. I remember the day Lieutenant Severiano started at Bullhead City Police, and he's all grown up now and making me so proud.
He's all grown up now.
Just kidding.
Yeah, he came from River Valley High School,
and
now look at him and what he's doing. And that event, and I know we had a lot of help. I mean, we don't have bagpipers hanging out in Bullhead City.
Right. We had agencies from the tri-state area that came in and supported us.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Metro was right there. San Bernardino, all of our area law enforcement's here in Miami.
Yeah,
Miami
I saw
County
the chief from Kingman and Havasu there.
Absolutely. Yep. And it was a beautiful support that we needed. It was hard on our department to lose one of our own. 22 years he served this community.
Gosh.
And not just the times when he was being paid through the badge. Huge supporter of Shop with a Cop, huge supporter of the Santa Sleigh, huge supporter of any single thing. When I had an underage drinking event I was holding in the park and the officer was not able to help me that was scheduled for that night, he wasn't feeling well. And Lieutenant Sessions' office was right next to me, and he just immediately comes out of his office because I'm like, what am I going to do? And he walks out and goes, what's up, Lori?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, tomorrow night I have an event in the park, and, you know, it's a long one. It's 4 to 9 o'clock at night, outdoors, in the heat, in the wind, and not just anybody's going to put their hands up and go, I'll help you. And he goes, you know what, I can flex out. I'll be there.
Yeah, and he was there.
And he was there all
that
night.
That was at Ken Fulbright Park.
He was there all night at 9 o'clock when he saw my volunteer, Carol Finkelstein, walking out of the park. He threw the patrol car in park and jumped out.
Helped her
carry
stuff. Got his
flashlight and just held her arm and walked her to his car. That was the kind of individual he was.
Yeah.
It wasn't just do the job. It was do the job long after the hour had expired that he was on the clock and moved on to being
and do it to the highest
level. An
amazing
level. Community partner.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do it to the highest level.
Wow. Absolutely.
But again, Andy, you put on a fantastic event.
Kudos. And
like I said in my thing on Facebook, this is something a cop hopes they never have to go to, never have to do in their career. And you call upon other people that have done these before and come and help. And then you put on a perfection event.
And you set aside your own grief and your
yeah,
own feelings
that's the
about
hard part
the
situation
too. And lead. Yeah. And lead us to do excellence, exceed.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Tough day for
Very
everybody.
Very tough.
Okay,
boy,
let's move forward because you have a lot going on. Recovering
I
the
do.
Park.
I do. That's coming up. We're going to start at Rotary Park that morning. Earlier, though,
yes,
we're going to start at our third annual Bullhead City Suicide Awareness and Prevention Walk. Bullhead City Police is going to be on hand to talk with people and just be there because, unfortunately, when people do take that option in life, it's us that are there to the family,
right.
You know, explaining, we don't know why this
yep.
person did this, but we've investigated this scene, and this is, you know, the result that this is the, you know, the result of our investigation, and we want to make sure that people know their story's not over yet.
Exactly.
That's a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Exactly.
And so we're going to start that morning at 8 o'clock is registration for the walk. And then we're going to move right in at 11 a.m. to recovery in the park. It's all under the Legacy Ramada at Rotary Park on Balboa Drive. That's right down Riverview Drive, the Ramada that runs right along Riverview Drive in Rotary Park. It's a humongous Ramada, lots of room for everything.
Right by the dog park.
Continental breakfast, and we're to move you right into lunch and serve you some
hot dogs
and popcorn and chips and take it to from a very sad, somber atmosphere of, you know, people took this sad decision to take their life when they didn't get the help, and say there is help. There is recovery from mental illness. There is recovery from a life of
right.
using drugs or alcohol or whatever substance you're using. And you can move on and live a healthier life, and we want to celebrate it with recovery in the month.
Right.
Recovery in the park during National Recovery Month.
And then next month you move into October when...
It gets busy, busy, busy.
I know. You've got the DEA Take Back Day.
Right. We've got
That's when everybody gets rid of all their old prescriptions.
Fire Department's annual Community Risk Reduction Day. You don't
That's
know
right.
anything about that, do you?
No, Harry? Not yet.
Well, we've got a new venue this year. We don't have to worry about the helicopters dusting us as they
oh.
land. Or they're still going to be there, but they're going to
How many years did I do that?
Right?
Whoa.
So this year we're at Anderson Auto Field House.
Okay.
Anderson Auto Group Field House. And that's there right next to the Target Center.
And what's the date on that?
And that's October 1st.
Oh, wow.
Friday night, October 1st, from 4 in the evening till 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, cool.
So we're hoping a lot of parents bring their kiddos out there. They look at all the equipment that we have on display with the fire department. And they come and learn how to dial 911 or get their children fingerprinted. Or we're going to have a lot of room out there to, you know, set up lots of different types of messages of safety from the community. So that's the Community Risk Reduction Day the police department will be on hand at.
A positive atmosphere.
Yes. And we're going to move right into National Night Out on October 6th.
Wow.
We used to celebrate in August, but our shoes used to stick to the pavement.
I remember.
To the asphalt. So we've moved it to the Texas date in October, and we're going to be on Wednesday, October 6th, in
okay.
front of the Bullhead City Police Department.
Also a new
First
location.
First year, new location.
Yeah.
Still partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative.
Okay.
Cooperative as lights on for safety.
Are you going to add tours to the PD that night, too?
No, no. Oh. We will maybe in future years, but right now, you know, it's just really not... a good year to be doing more.
Oh, okay.
We're going to keep it outdoors. Keep
okay.
it a little safer, a little more spaced out, and just make sure we have lots of equipment on hand. Kids can see
good.
The boats. They can see the bomb robots. They can get fingerprinted. They can, you know, learn how to dial 911.
Sit on top of a motorcycle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Check out all of our police equipment that we have available to show off to our community residents. That starts at 5 o'clock in front of the Bullhead City Police Department at 1255 Marina Boulevard. We'd sure like to see everybody come out Wednesday, October 6th, and just talk about community safety and raise awareness of what we can do to partner with you to make our city a safer place
to
live.
And here you got two events back-to-back, the 1st and the 6th. Take your kids to each of these events.
Absolutely.
Let them get into a positive environment with law enforcement, with the fire service, and I'm sure at the fire department's event, they'll have hospitals there and other partner community partners.
Absolutely.
You will, too, have other community partners, MEC.
Absolutely.
And so two good, positive, free events, free events for your family.
Yeah.
And take them and walk them through the year.
And then we take drugs back every single day
right. At
Bullhead City Police, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You walk in, no questions asked. You dispose of your unwanted, unused, expired medications.
Just drop them a slot.
Right
the
through the
counter.
Slot, absolutely. Yeah. And the reason we do that is when they dispose of them in the trash can or flush them down the toilet, they go back into our water supply.
Right.
At Bullhead Police, we keep them from being misused, and we incinerate them so that they do not go back in the water supply.
Thanks to John Hassett out at Desert Lawn,
absolutely,
who burns all those up.
Another amazing community
yep.
partner.
Yep.
Yes, yes. So the DEA Drug Take-Back Day, we'll participate with agencies nationwide
right.
that are doing that on October 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., again in front of the Bullhead City Police Department. Come on out.
Wow.
Visit with us. We're going to have some booths also this year at the Take Back.
Okay.
Yeah, some community partners talking about opioid abuse and how people can get help.
Good.
How they can stop people from getting addicted to the opioids.
And then you have the walk away from drugs in there somewhere.
That week. That following week, October 27th. That's Wednesday night. We're going to gather at 4:30 at Kinfolvark Park. That's by your Kiwanis splash
yep.
pad right there. Your morning Kiwanis splash pad in the city pool. And people can just join us there in front of the pool at 4:30. We give away red bands.
Yep.
We're going to have some Frisbees. We're going to have Coca-Cola providing beverages, water along the walk, and sodas for the finish. And we're just going to have snacks in the park. And people can do a one-mile walk or a 5K run. And hopefully a lot of people wear red. But
right.
if you have a community group and your shirt is not red, or a business and you want your staff to come out and walk it together, by all means, it's a visual stance that our community does not want to tolerate.
You'll get a red
drug
wristband.
Abuse.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep.
So hopefully people will join us for that quick evening in the park. That is such an amazing Red Ribbon Week activity.
And, you know, Casey Mulligan down at Mojave Accelerated, I don't know if he gives his kids extra credit or what, but it seems like every year Mojave Accelerated has a couple hundred kids there
absolutely.
Walking in this.
Absolutely. And we've always you know. Got our runners from Mojave High School, from
right.
River Valley High School. A lot of times the football team, the ROTC from Mojave High School, leads it every single year
yep.
with our presentation of colors. Such a beautiful stance for our community that we do want to remain a healthier, safer, drug-free community.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So then we'll be moving right into Halloween and all the different
yeah.
trunk-or-treats, and hopefully we're going to be partnering with some of the trunk-or-treats to get our officers volunteering their time
okay.
to participate and give out candy and talk with the kids and junior police officer stickers and pencils and pens and things like that. But we're also going to be moving right into our Shop of the Cop program.
Right.
And we're going to boombox is back this
yes,
year.
Yes, it is.
So on Friday night, you'll see the police department keeping you safe.
That's right.
During the boombox parade that the Colorado River Women's Council hosts on Friday, December 3rd. Save that date. And then we're going to...
So has your chief walked into your office yet and said, Lori, slow down. You're killing
no,
me.
No, believe it or not, he walks in and I go, are you sure we can do this again this year? And he's like, we'll figure it out. We're going to do it, Lori.
Good.
He's right behind me. And
good.
100% positive about community engagement and empowering the officers when they say, we really would like to participate. And he goes right away to Toby. And you know our city manager,
oh, yeah.
Toby Cotter,
yep.
he immediately goes... Yes, if those officers want to volunteer their time,
yep.
they can park a patrol car there so that the kids know.
Yeah.
This is Bullhead City Police here wanting to make sure that you know that we're here to protect you, but we're also a community partner to participate and have fun with you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Monday I had Rusty Cooper in here from Kingman.
Oh, yeah.
The fire chief and the police chief. And both the agencies talked about how hard it is now to get people to wear a badge, either fire department or police department.
Right. Right.
And I had lunch weeks ago with Justin Flummer telling me the same thing from Bullhead Fire. And
absolutely.
Are you guys having a hard time, too, getting?
Absolutely. Yeah. We always are constantly posting and recruiting. But for almost, we had just interviews for just transport officers. And of the interviews, there were 9 people that qualified to interview. Only 3 people showed up for the actual interview.
Oh, gee.
But 3 people walked through the door just to do a part-time transport position.
Wow.
You know, so it is hard to find people. We've got to start young.
And that's why we need these events.
They realize that this is not a career that you're going to make a fortune at, but you're going to have a family in blue. And you're going to have a career that you're proud of, and you're going to make a difference in your community.
And, you know, when you say family in blue, one of the things the chief said at Nick Sessions' event was to Jesse and Aaron that they're still part of the Bullhead City Police Department.
Amen.
Yeah, that was exciting. That was a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Hey, you can still win right now, 702-298-1063. You want to go to Perkins for lunch or dinner, whatever. You get to go get 2 pies, $25 gift card. Give me a call right now, 702-298-1063. And you can be a winner. It's that simple. Okay? So, I do want to also remind you, Paul Lavoie is coming up after the top of the hour. And let's see here. He has coming in today. It's the Pioneers Radio Show. And he's got Michael McCulloch, who is the grandson of Robert P. McCulloch. So that should be interesting. Coming up next.
She comes down Yellow Mountain.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship, and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ACCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Hi, I'm Russ Mascari, past Commandant, Marine Corps League. September 11, 2001, a day we must never forget. Again this year, Lake Havasu City citizens will come together to remember the events that took place on September 11, 2001. We gather to share the memories of those who lost their lives that day in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. We'll also honor all of our service organizations who work daily to protect us and our freedoms. Please join us on September 11th at 8:30 a.m. at London Bridge Beach as we remember September 11, 2001, a day we must never forget.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County. Each and every day, they take care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. If you need an electrician, you know, around your house to fix something, okay, you call them up. 718-9444. If you have a business and you need an electrician, you want something added, changed, you know, whatever, new lights, additional outlets, call 718-9444. They can do it all. It's not a problem. And they're available 24/7. So if you have one of those, you know, breaker blowout at 10 o'clock at night and you don't really want to go to bed with that problem, you call them. They'll come fix it for you. 718-9444. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? Well, of course you are. Well, the grill at Laughlin Ranch satisfies all your cravings. Steaks, pastas, burgers, salads, happy hour specials, oh yes, and a fabulous brunch on the weekends. Dine in or carry out at Laughlin Ranch. And you can do more. Go to LaughlinRanch.com. East West Financial Services, retirement planning never was so easy because it's complicated. We all know that. But make it easy. Go to East West Financial Services. They specialize in retirement planning, event planning, also asset protection, guaranteed retirement and income and investments, and with principal protection and final expenses. Many different plans are available. Locally owned and operated for 20-plus years. Call Jack Mafara at 928-888-9828. Also, the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got three great restaurants downstairs, upstairs. We have clothing stores, sports items, sunglasses, boots, vitamins, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, a thrift store, and on the front of the building we have a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar. Also, we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative with that co-op connection card. Make sure you have yours today. You save money at Southwest Fitness Center, or Stout Fitness Center, The Hut. You save money at Mattress Land. So if you like to save money, go get your co-op connection card at MEC on Hancock Road. We got about 2 minutes left with Lori Duggins in the studio. With all this going on, if the public has any questions, who do they call?
Me, Lori Duggins.
Put that microphone, put that speaker.
Sorry.
There. That's okay.
It's Lori Duggins at 928-715-0222.
And you can text her at that number, too.
Absolutely.
And
also, if you're interested in any of the philanthropic things we do at the police department, shop with a cop, or right now we're doing some fundraisers for the Sessions family, just because the community wants to get involved, and Anderson Ford agreed to host a bingo night.
Right.
So we've got bingo night coming up on Wednesday, September 22nd.
Yep.
They're talking... DJ Loki is going to be calling the numbers, and our own radio personality, Larry's going to be there helping with the bingo. And we're going to have just a fun night where the community can come together and support the family.
And Mr. Neil Petrillo has donated a gun to be raffled off also.
Yes, I'm selling raffle tickets for a gun, a Glock 43X Slimline, $20, 100% of the proceeds goes to the Sessions family, and Tri-State Shooting Park members put up two memberships that you can use, like Christmas gifts or for yourself. They're good through 2022, the end of 2022.
Fantastic.
So, so when you put that $20 towards a ticket, you're going to have a chance to win that gun and those memberships.
Lori, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Good information for families. Go to these events. If you didn't get them, you can always call the Bullitt City Police Department, 763-9400, and ask about them, and someone can answer all your questions. Paul Lavoie's up next after the news. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.